This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
The world is a vampire.
The Raven Effect, with pro wrestling superstar Raven.
A cornucopia of stupidity masquerading as a podcast.
Critics have hailed it as everything from,
huh? Who's this Raven jerk?
And, if you want clever discourse, nonsensical banter, and incessant rambling, well, this is the show for you. Ladies, gentlemen, idiots, floozies, and reprobates, this is Raven.
Oh, that's terrible. That's weak. That's fucking weak.
That's better.
Yeah.
Keep the crappy one in, though. Keep the dead horn.
The impotent one?
Impotent one.
Rich, have some fucking professional courtesy and class.
I have zero.
That was a belch. Zero. That was a belch.
Yeah, we were discussing that on the Patreon. What, you know, the difference between belch.
Let me introduce what show we're on. This is
we are. Yeah.
This is the Raven Effect Podcast. I'm your host, Raven. This is the Feeny and Rich Wilkini, the Eeny Meenies,
the Flunkies,
the henchmen, the hench with the mensch. The mench hench, who have trench foot. What's trench foot? The Horror of Babylon. I was watching some show the other day, and it said End of Time, made by End of Times Production. So I should have realized it was a Christian-based show, but it was on like Sumeria and ancient civilization. So I put it on. It was on YouTube. And the guy kept saying, the horror, he's talking about Aleister Crowley and the guy from Jet Propulsion Labs.
Mm-hmm.
You know him, Feeny?
Yeah.
They summoned in a rich magic ritual, the Horror of Babylon. And I'm like, who is this Horror of Babylon? Why, like, is she the slut of Babylon was taken? did she talk a lot? Did she babble on like I'm doing now?
It's possible.
Was she a hooer?
The Horror of Babylon is an allegorical and apocalyptic figure of evil found in the Christian Bible's Book of Revelation, primarily in chapters 17 and 18. She's a rich, corrupt symbol of a great city or a powerful false system that opposes God and persecutes the faithful rather than a single specific historical individual.
Why would you oppose God anyway? Like, I mean, God's got all the money. He's got all the – he writes the checks. Why would you turn on him? Like, not from a religious point of view, just from a business point of view.
Maybe you've received the gift of life. Maybe you want to return it.
Well, why don't you play Monopoly instead?
Maybe it's like getting a pair of socks for Christmas. You want something. You don't
remember
want the
when
socks.
You were a little kid and you didn't like, and you girls, you, oh, girls are stupid.
Yeah, they still are.
We played the game of life. Me and my buddy, we'd always get another male in the passenger seat. You know, you pick up a wife and like, I don't want a stupid girl. And then now that'd be, I'd be considered a homosexual.
Trench dick.
What is trench foot? Is it foot in the trench?
Trench foot is a type of foot damage due to moisture. And
like, now I can't imagine why I would why I wouldn't want a chick with me on the ride. You know what I mean?
They touch the radio, man, and they fuck up the radio and they talk with the talking and the thinking.
I always thought, my buddy used to say, he said it best, he goes, I'd love to be gay if I wasn't so repulsed by it.
I mean, that's true, right?
With with the talking and the yapping and the hey.
Yeah. Hold on, wait. This is his thing. It's important. See, guys are much cooler than girls. Yeah. The girl, but the guy, if you find the right girl, the girl, she's the best because she holds you accountable.
Right, mm-hmm. Right, 100%.
Women hold you accountable for all your bad habits that you know you shouldn't do, but you're just like, I can do it anyway. Who cares?
Right,
and
yeah.
And then they get, then they give you that look. That look's worth $1 million.
Yep.
So which you could get from God if he was giving out money.
So my dad is a huge fan of my wife because she will cut me down right in front of him, and he fucking loves it. You know, if I'm bullshitting or exaggerating in a story or something, she'll cut me right down, and he loves that.
Why are you embellishing stories to your dad?
That's what I do.
Make yourself look cooler?
No, I'm a creative writer. I'm a storyteller, if you will.
So, Feeny, are you saying, or are you both saying that you both wish that you liked dick? That's what you're saying.
No, but it's like it's like Homer Simpson in the episode where Marge is trying to tell him that John Waters character is gay. She's like, right. Homer, he enjoys the company of men. And Homer's
who
like,
doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, I want to know about this whore Babylon again.
She's a symbol in the Book of Revelation. That's all. She's a symbol of bad things to come. And
they don't name her?
No,
they name names.
It's just a figure. It's like a
It's like a figure.
Like it's probably Kim Kardashian, but you know.
Hey, what if it's Donald Trump?
Oh, a man can't be a whore.
Why can't he? You man whore Babylon.
Yeah, it would have to be. Yeah, it has to be a man whore Babylon. No, if a guy has a lot of sex, he's fucking cool, right? That's what I was taught.
Oh yeah, well of course. Yeah, it's only women that are whores if they have a lot of sex. It's only the women who are wrong.
You nailed it.
I tend to disagree. I like the women that like to have lots of sex.
Oh, so do I. But
yeah,
you find
a nice girl that's funny. She likes to have some cocktails, and at the end of the night, she likes to have some drunk sex. I mean, you can't. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that?
She likes to have some cocktails, and then later she likes to have some cock.
Cock in her tail. Yeah.
I have to talk a little quieter because my in-laws are here.
You can't cock.
You don't want all that.
We were talking to some emailer. Oh, by the way, Disco said he'll be in your area. December 12th, Raven.
December 12th?
Around that time. And he's going to ask you if you ever have a difficulty getting me on the phone. I said, Raven will tell you that it is indeed difficult.
Yeah, I'm going to have to see about that, Feeny. How well you are, how well you behave in the next couple weeks.
Before you bury me?
Yeah, otherwise I may have to tell the truth.
Yeah. No, not the truth. Come on. Anything's better than the truth.
Truth hurts. Love hurts.
Yeah.
Love stinks. Love bites.
By the way, if anybody's curious, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong if either of you, you know, enjoyed the male persuasion. I'm just asking the question.
You don't have to defend yourself, Rich.
No, but I want to, you know, I don't want anybody thinking that, you know, similar to
our audience wouldn't think like that.
Similar to, you know, as I was saying, the, you know, maybe no, right? Like
I thought about it at one time, you know, hooking up with a drag queen, but. Yeah. I decided not to. I couldn't pull the trigger.
Here's how you figure it out. Just taste your own cum later, like later on at night, whether you're by yourself or with a partner. And
that's
then
disgusting.
Decide if you like it.
So Feeny's admitting to the world that he's into snowballing.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I can't even watch it.
Why would you want to watch it?
I was there was a porno on in a bachelor party bus once, and the guy had completed the act in the girl's mouth, and she spit it in the other girl's mouth. And I almost threw up.
Well, you see, at least like that's. But what about when she spits it in the guy's mouth? That's fucking. I think
that would probably push it up a level. But even spitting in the other girl's mouth, I was like, no.
I can stomach that. But it's the guy like. Ugh.
I don't think I would hate the experience, but for some reason, watching it on that video was not for me.
See, Feeny, you have weird habits. You can't stand the look of urine and poop in the same bowl.
Yeah, it's got to be separate.
If you don't pee at least a little bit when you poop, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, but I don't look at it.
I'm actually surprised that you wouldn't, you know what I mean? That the experience.
I'm sure I would enjoy the experience, but the viewing part
would you?
Of it.
See, I don't know that I would.
Not spitting in my mouth. I'm saying if it was the two girl action.
Oh, okay. That makes
sense. Sorry. Yeah, I'm glad I clarified that.
Why do you care so much, Rich?
What's up, Rich?
Are you feeling guilty about some sort of behavior?
No, I'm just asking the, you know, we're just having a conversation here, boys.
You're saying it with a very put upon tone.
Yeah.
Or if you just want to, like,
tell us what cum tastes like. You know, it's up to you.
Where you're looking upon this as if there's something wrong with this behavior.
No, there's not. I'm just saying it's not for me. That's all.
Is it true, in fact, that if you eat a lot of pineapple, it makes your cum taste better?
Oh. Ladies?
I like how I address that like a lawyer. Is it true, in fact, that...
You didn't dress up as a lawyer. You don't have a suit on.
I addressed it as a lawyer.
Yeah, you don't have a suit on. I repeat the...
I have a suit on.
I repeat my question, sir. I acted like a lawyer, too.
Argumentative.
I object.
I'll allow it.
No, you have to say...
That's my line.
Sustained.
You can't say that.
Oh, sorry.
Sustained. You know, it looks good.
This what?
Is kind of related, I guess. Did you ever see The Rainmaker?
The movie or the TV?
The movie.
Wait, or the finish, or the Japanese guy's finish.
Oh, yeah, that is Okada's. Yeah, no, it was Matt Damon.
How did I know that?
I don't know, but you did. You sure
pulled
did.
Pulled that out of my ass.
No, that's like his suit, his name, his whatever. His what do you call that? It's not a pseudonym. It's not his nickname. What is that? He's the Rainmaker, Okada. What's that fucking called?
It's his nickname.
His like nom de plume.
Nickname, whatever. Yeah, it's not his move, though. Or is it his move?
I think so. Isn't that his...
Is that the clothesline? The spinning clothesline?
I think so.
Anyway.
I think so. When I was watching AEW for the first couple months, I think that and I went to a show. I think he was on it, and I think that's where I got it from.
He is the Rainmaker. That's,
yeah, or you had New Japan on here.
I'm pretty sure that's it. That's like the ripcord, isn't it? Like that ripcord clothesline. Is that him?
Is that what it is? Yeah,
okay. I think
the ripcord. That's what I pull when I'm ready to fart.
You know what I like when the guy's in a seated position and Okada does the Rainmaker right to the back of his head as hard as he can. I think
that's
brilliant.
What happened?
They just do a lot of dumb shit in AEW. Like, and they know that their fans know it's more devastating. So it'll be like, oh, I'm not gonna just hit you with a chair. I'm going to smash it into the back of your head, unprotected, just so, you know, everybody knows I'm concussing you. Or I'm going to hit you with a vicious forearm, but not to the jaw. I'm going to jam it. I'm going to smash the back of your head with this forearm, just to make your brain bounce around.
What does Geronimo say when he jumps out of a plane? Me?
Geronimo?
Me?
Yes.
You have not supplied me with an answer to that, Feeny.
He says, Geronimo.
Why would he say his own name?
He really likes himself.
Why would you yell Geronimo? And where did that expression come from?
Like I said, he really enjoyed himself, so he yelled his own name.
Where did the expression come from, Geronimo?
He was the first guy to jump out of a plane, and that's what he yelled. He also yelled it upon completion in the sexual act.
No, maybe he was jumping out of a plane. And somebody goes, hey, by the way, what name do I put down for you? And he goes, Geronimo.
That could be it.
What about Geronimo, Larry, and Curly, the Three Stooges?
That would have been a little bit more exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, Geronimo would have laid it in that AEW style or Japanese style.
Would you like to hear a holiday-related joke?
AEW style, according to Feeny, with
yeah,
Japanese
they just
style.
Kill each other. Just let me just hit you with this wrench right in the back of the head.
Look up why they call it Geronimo. Why it's called, you say Geronimo jumping out of a plane.
The guy's name
that could be racist.
The guy's name's Jerome. M.O.
It's our duty to explore the racistness of everything that comes across my lips. Yep.
It's a war cry and a symbol of daring. It began with U.S. Army paratroopers in 1940. And has since spread to express bravery and excitement.
It didn't say where it started, how it started, though.
The tradition originated when soldiers, after watching a movie about the Apache chief, yelled Geronimo. So they took it from a movie. The movie was called Geronimo.
So that's how remember when Jericho tried to get the word fruit and made into a popular expression?
Instead of cool?
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't work.
No, that's one of the few. Most of the things that he tried to get over got over. He got it. He got the word it over. That was pretty great. Did you know that? You know about that
one?
I just saw it earlier today.
I was reading something, and I was reminded of his famous email about the Hilton in Kansas City. Derek, the manager. Remember that?
Is that where they were a dick to him or something?
Supposedly, yeah.
Rich is trying to bury Jericho again.
I'm
here
not.
Go.
No,
here
I'm not.
He goes.
I always try and bury up my friends.
I'm not trying to bury anybody. I'm just telling you. It was a funny fucking email.
Here we go.
It was brought up earlier today for some reason.
I made a mistake like that once.
Of what?
Dude, it's so stupid when I look back on
it. Not an email, it was a tweet. Sorry.
Yeah, I tweeted Home Depot because my mop and bucket was late. It's so fucking dumb. And rightfully, people were like busting my balls about it. I'm like, no, you don't understand. It's fucking supposed to.
So what did Jericho do?
I don't know. That's a Rich story. I don't know. I guess he complained about his stay at the
Hilton. Yeah, he was at the Hilton in Kansas City, and I don't know. Like, for some reason, they didn't have his reservation. He just had kind of drunk tweeted. Hey,
it, why like, does it have to be a drunk tweet?
Mention the guy's name. Hey, Derek. It was just funny. That's all.
You don't know that
did
he was
Derek
drunk.
Respond in kind?
I don't remember. But I'm assuming it was like fucking. It was like 4 a.m. or something. So I'm assuming he was in the. You know,
I'm probably.
I'm so glad they didn't have tweeting or anything like that, or even phones when I was younger.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
I'd be in.
See that even
serious shit.
Even as recent as 5 years ago, I was still doing dumb shit like, "Hey, Home Depot, my fucking it's supposed to be here Friday, motherfucker. Where is it?"
Yeah, so dumb. And all the while, it's some.
Yeah, I'm sure port. Home Depot was upset by your tirade against.
I think I was just imitating what everybody else started to do around that time. If they were displeased,
blame it on everybody else. Yeah,
there was a little while where you would get the best customer service from airlines and stuff by tweeting. That's true.
You get the best customer service by tweeting?
Yep.
You would. Like,
I don't know.
I
sat in my hotel room and tweeted and nobody brought me anything.
There's no mint on my pillow.
Yeah.
Hope my desk falls over again this week.
The turndown service didn't do anything.
Yeah, they turned down the TV. I couldn't hear it.
Yeah, bastards.
Mm. Yeah.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
All right, so what's some of our news items for the week, Feeney?
Oh, I don't know. You sent them?
Of course I sent them.
I'm out of sorts this week.
You're out of sorts? Oh, I mean, we are a day early.
Yeah.
Even though the listeners don't, reap that benefit.
Rich, what do you make of Feeney's ill? Yeah, I think he doesn't care about the show.
I could make a brooch, pterodactyl, hat.
Do you need them on screen or can I just read them from my phone?
I need them on screen.
Oh, my God. Okay, hang on.
If they're not on Rich. Screen, then I can't read them along with you.
Rich, what? Vamp. Vamp, dude.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah. What's up? What are you doing?
Pleasure to be here with the fabulous Joe Feeney, who's highly intelligent.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving, man?
And of course, Raven, who is a legend.
I don't know about that. I would say more a superstar than anything.
Yeah.
Raven, you've got the family over, is what I understand, huh?
Yes, they're so generous. They came up to visit because I couldn't make it down there because I had to catch a flight on Friday.
Where are you going?
WrestleCade.
Oh, and that's the Carolinas, right?
North Carolina? every year this time, right?
Yeah,
is that Charlotte,
Salem.
Raleigh, Greensboro? Where is it?
Winston-Salem.
Winston-Salem. It's near Greensboro, right?
Yeah, or Greensboro, one of the two.
When do you think we're going to start getting live podcast bookings already?
We'll get them when the hell freezes over. Thing? When you wait for the news and they turn on the weather and they say something about a snowball and chance in hell.
Snowballing. Callback.
Feeney, I'm doing we got food here, but otherwise it's just the lady and I.
This is the one I thought Rich would really appreciate, this item.
Yeah.
How holding a stein became America's new beer sport.
Hmm.
Every day, yeah. Americans train, compete, and set records in this unique beer lifting contest. I don't think they do it every day.
No,
every
look
day
at those,
no, every day Americans. I thought they meant every day Americans. Like, I thought they meant every day, as in two words, not every day Americans, as in an adjective.
They better enjoy it now because there's not going to be an Oktoberfest soon. Not in New York City.
Why?
You know
why. Closed in New York City?
You know why.
I don't know why.
You know why.
Why?
Why?
Because they got a Muslim mayor. He's going to ban alcohol. It's going to be like prohibition.
Oh, you're so racist, Phoenix.
He's going to ban alcohol and prostitutes. It's not going to be like the New York you know, or I know.
That's what tried to do.
America's mayor?
Yeah, America's mayor tried to hit on Sacha Baron Cohen's 16-year-old daughter.
Awesome. I think that was a setup.
Yeah, but he still fell for it.
Nah, he was just trying to get a... What was that anyway? I remember it being really disgusting.
Yeah, it was a TV show.
What, was he trying to get a massage or something? From like
he's trying to seduce her.
Did he take his pants off?
I don't know. I think he...
I was so let down, dude. It's like, what the fuck, Rudy? What are you doing?
Rudy, that's his name.
Yeah, Giuliani.
Rudy Gazzuti.
What a fall from grace.
What about the beer stein thing now? So amid the revelry of Oktoberfest, New York City and Central Park, a quieter but no less intense spectacle unfolds. They're setting the mood. Mm-hmm. National finals of Mass Krugstemmen.
They're trying to capture the spirit of the thing, Raymond.
Or competitive stein holding.
Just like Dickie Dunn.
Yeah.
Must you know what a stein is, don't
Dickie
you?
If I can't even talk. Say it, Feeney. Finish it for me.
Dickie Dunn wrote this. It must be true.
It must be true.
What about competitive Steiner holding?
What about it?
You try and hold a Steiner down.
Steinerized!
Steinerized! You know what competitive Stein holding is?
What is it?
It is the art of holding a 5-pound glass of beer at arm's length for as long as humanly possible.
That'll burn after a few minutes.
Yeah,
the contest sponsored by Munich's. Do you know a gallon of water weighs 8 pounds?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, right. It's totally right.
Of course, I knew that.
What?
The contest sponsored by Munich's Hofbrau Brewery has spread across all 50 states, and each year regional champions are flown to New York for a shot at the national title and a trip to the original Oktoberfest in Munich, writes Martin Fritz Huber for Outside.
Hmm.
Despite its Bavarian branding, the sport is more of an American invention, with Hofbrau's U.S. CEO admitting, "The Germans laugh at us."
Yeah, whatever.
But for Hofbrau, this is a great marketing opportunity. The competition draws a range of contenders, from female dental assistants to elderly UPS drivers, where mental endurance often matters as much as muscle. So they have female dental inspectors?
Yeah. I got a buddy married to a dental assistant.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I always, I probably said this before. I remember getting my wisdom teeth out both times, actually, that I've had teeth out like that. And I, you know, I'm all fucking dopey or whatever. And I hit on the fucking, no, well, but after that, after being terrified and crying like a fucking baby going in there and, you know, just riddled with anxiety, is when they're done and you wake up and you're like, huh? Apparently both times, like, I hit on the assistant.
Oh, you dirty dog.
What does your wife think about your behavior?
It was before I met my wife.
Oh, that's fine then.
So yeah. It's just you and the wife for Thanksgiving? Is that what you said, Rich?
Yeah. The kids are elsewhere, and I'm not going to my sister's.
So after a little bit of a break after dinner, you're probably going to stuff some other turkey. You know what I'm saying?
Possibly,
stuffing?
Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Hey, scroll up a little bit, Feeney. Scroll up a little bit. The other way.
That's down.
Scroll down a little bit. Macaulay Culkin is now officially Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
You want to see it?
What?
No, well, let's finish reading about the beer stein. Oh, I guess we're done with the beer stein competition.
Yeah, we're back. We're
hey, I get to, Raven, I got something quick for you. This could be our wrestling stuff for the day, but...
already talked about wrestling. We're done.
Well, I'm going to talk about it again. Stephen Borden made his debut, his first real pro match at Defy the other night. And Sting's son, great match.
Looks like fucking kid, man. Well, he's not a kid,
Big dude, and he looks like he came out, and I'm like, oh, my God, he looks exactly like his fucking dad.
I saw someone on Facebook go, kind of looks like Hellwig. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
All right, so training is serious business. Competitors practice.
You're not going to say anything about Borden's kid? The guy who fucking works with Sting?
Steve Borden?
Oh, my God.
Raven's getting Borden. You're Borden him.
Oh, my God.
Sting's kid started. Good for Sting's kid.
Yeah, that's awesome.
For him.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, competitors practice with dumbbells. devised elaborate endurance regimens and swapped tips. I wonder if it's Q-tips. On managing pain and fatigue. The latest women's champion, Sydney Mock, a CrossFit athlete from Texas, lasted 5 minutes and 20 seconds, enough for the win, though not a personal best. This is the worst written stuff I've ever read. This had to be written by AI. The main event saw Bob Shellack, a mathematician turned finance worker, set a new unofficial record with a 24-minute plus hold, crediting his success partly to time spent lifting weights in traffic.
That's a good way to utilize your time.
Apparently, he's been studying, what's the guy's name, Sylvester Stallone in Over the Top?
He probably switched his hat around.
Yeah, probably did.
Turn the hat around, put on the switch. Turn on the switch.
The appeal of the competition lies in its mix of absurdity, grit, and the thrill of discovering unlikely talents. I don't know about all that.
Mm.
And while some hit the bruise, they're practicing with the before the contest starts, others prefer to stay in prime condition. Oh my God, this is written like a 1940s news article. I only start drinking after the competition, one entrant says. But after this, it's all the beer I can drink. They're going to have to carry me out.
It's written by a woman. With AI. Yeah.
With AI. AI did all the work.
Unbelievable, man.
That was a horrible. Let's see about Macaulay Culkin now.
Oh, shit. All right.
Why'd he change his name to Macaulay Culkin? Culkin? Why does he just call himself Macaulay Culkin squared?
He should do that. That's interesting. Where is it? It's gone. Wait.
It's because you're hit rewind.
There it is.
You read this one. Oh, no, he's Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin is officially Macaulay Culkin Culkin. At an event over the weekend marking the 35th anniversary of Home Alone, the actor confirmed for the first time that he had legally changed his middle name from Carson in 2019 after the overwhelming favorite for a new one in a poll on his website was Macaulay Culkin. Rolling Stone reports the final vote was Macaulay Culkin. He told the crowd at the Long Island event, so my name is Macaulay Culkin Culkin. If somebody comes up to me at the airport and says, excuse me, are you Macaulay Culkin? I can say, well, Macaulay Culkin is my middle name. Ha 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 ha. Douche.
I think it's very cute.
People voting on Macaulay Culkin should change his middle name to, they overwhelmingly decided in a poll on his website.
He's a pro wrestling fan. Leave him
alone.
He is.
I'm sure he's, yeah, he seems like a nice guy. So I'm sure he's right.
See that? You left right for the most interesting part.
What's up?
Go back.
I'm back.
It says, the voting was announced the poll to change the middle name. Voting was open until Christmas Eve. Options included the McRib is back. Got 14,588 votes.
Kieran.
13,559 publicity stunt, 9,644 Shark Week. Oh, that would have been a good name, nickname, middle name. And Macaulay Culkin got 60,000 votes.
Who's the best actor out of the Culkin brothers? Do you think?
Who would waste their money voting on Macaulay Culkin's new middle?
I would have gone with
I'm sure it's a free
Macaulay McCulkin face or something.
I'm sure
it's like Bodie McBoatface.
I'm sure it was a free poll.
It says Culkin reprised his Home Alone role this year.
He did?
Yeah, why didn't he call him McCulkey Boatface?
Yeah, bullshit. Oh, he was in an ad. Yeah, whatever. Stuff it, dude.
I didn't get to read that.
What? You wanted to read it? Oh, my God. What's going on today?
I don't know. I'm feeling sentimental.
Here you go. Macaulay Culkin is Home Alone again? For Google.
Why are you reading this? This is about an ad.
You told me to. You said you wanted to read it.
Yeah.
No, I wanted to read the ad.
You don't make no sense today.
I know.
So where are we going now?
Go ahead. Any other news items?
Crazy. Don't mind if I do.
Yeah, we got, let's see here. I'll show it to you. I'm going to pull it out and show it to you. Boom.
You're going to pull it out and show us?
Yep. Morrison in Miami, 69.
Oh, you'll love this. This is a classic. Richie Rich will love this one, too.
Richie Rich.
Rich, you can read this one.
You want me to read this? You really want me to read?
Can you read?
Yes. Cryptographer's secret vote has one bizarre problem.
Can you guess what it is?
Somebody lost their encryption key, so group election must be held again.
Is that awesome?
Yeah. Yep.
They encrypted it so secretly that nobody could figure out the answer.
That's kind of like me trying to log into my email.
But you have AI and logging your vote?
No, I'm just saying, like,
cryptographers, you know, log into your email?
No, like, you know, like when you get the 2A and, you know what I'm talking about?
What do you mean?
Well, like, like if you're somewhere, like when you're on the road and you try to log into like certain accounts or whatever. There's a ticketing account that I use for DeFi that I help run.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Because it bases, like when you log in, it recognizes if you're logging in from somewhere where you're not usually.
So yeah, but what do you mean? What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
What do you think I mean?
Oh my God.
What's happening?
What do I mean? What do you mean game in a while?
Oh, for the love of Christ.
You know, that last Culkin article didn't have the assistance of AI, but this guy, John Johnson, sure used it.
Yeah, with Newser AI, that's the best AI.
I'm going to work for Newser. Looks like you don't have to do anything.
All you got to do is take a round picture of yourself.
Yeah, that's it.
How come everybody who does news items has a round picture? Why don't they have any square ones?
Well, it is square, but then the circle thing, it's like you crop it.
Circle gets the square in Hollywood squares?
It's a crop circle.
It's a crop circle?
Yeah.
It's more like a crap circle.
I think it's a crap shoot. Cryptographers. No,
it's more like a crap work.
Cryptographers. Well, I can't say that word. Cryptographers' secret vote has one bizarre problem. Somebody lost their encryption key, so the group election must be held again.
We already covered that.
We did?
I just read that. Do you know?
We didn't scroll down.
Jesus H. Christ.
I was setting my Thanksgiving plans. Dick mouth. All right. Oh. So when one
French dick mouth.
When one of the world's top cryptography groups voted to elect new leaders, they did what you'd expect.
I don't care. I just wanted to write a headline. Was all we needed for that.
Okay.
Look at that underwear. Did you see that? That's weird.
No. Oh yeah, I see it. Wow. Let's take a look.
That's weird. That's the kind of underwear Rich wears.
Hey.
With just underwear in the front.
Yeah, yeah.
The Aspire.
How does it stay on?
Zero briefs.
Everybody at home, look up the Aspire Zero Briefs.
Yeah, your waistband holds it in place, man.
Yeah, there is no waistband.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, only in the front. There's nothing in the back.
Oh, it's in the back. It's just you can't see
it. No, it isn't.
Look. Oh, I guess you're right. What? Why would that exist? I want to see this guy's ass. Where is it?
Turn around.
There's no turnaround picture.
Ass.
What the F?
Bullshit, man.
Yeah, we want to see his butt crack.
Yeah. Let's see the Nightfall collection. Wow,
that's bad as the butt. The back's.
Yeah, these are normal. See?
Yeah, I don't think.
Look at a schlong on this guy. Unbelievable.
Sheesh, yeah.
Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah, I don't think there's any underwear in the back on that one pair. The zero brief.
It's probably a thong.
No, it's not. There's nothing in the back.
I don't believe you.
What's it say there in number? Okay, scroll over to the little 1, 2, 3, and 4. That'll show us the little drawings.
Why won't it let me look at it?
I don't know. Squish it over.
This is weird.
Mush it over.
Wait, I think I got it.
You know what you're doing?
There it is. Nope. There it is.
There we go. Okay, now I can't read it.
Now it's too small. Why is the site designed like that? That's weird.
Okay, we just look at number 3.
Tilt the stealth skin waistband and apply a tight stretch to accommodate your waist size. As you move, you will activate the fabric with your natural body heat.
What does that do?
Let's see.
So basically, you sweat a little bit and it sticks to your balls, is what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's going to melt into your skin. You'll feel naked all day. It's going to feel like you're wearing nothing at all.
That's because the front's going to fall off because it's not attached in the back.
Nothing at all. Nothing at all.
It's going to feel like you're wearing nothing at all because you aren't wearing nanny nothing at all.
Hey, Feeny, think on sexy thoughts.
Do you know that... I saw an article recently where it said that this woman who works on the
lies.
Nude cruise.
Lies.
There's a woman who works on a nude cruise, and her job is to tell people what to do if they get aroused, like how to get rid of it.
What do you do?
Is she an anti-fluffer?
Sounds like it. Yeah, she's the exact opposite of a fluffer.
She's a Santa Claus.
I want to see if I can find it.
That wasn't typing, Feeny. What was the hell you were doing with your fingers?
I was typing.
That was fake typing.
You heard it.
Yeah, but you're only using your pinky and your second to your pinky.
I know how to type with all fingers. Woman who works on 2,000-person nude cruiser bureaus, what she tells passengers to do if they get
I thought it said a 2,000-pound nude cruise. That's some fat people.
It says technically passengers are not permitted to get aroused. Well, that's not anyone's
fault.
Yeah, that's
how it works.
Earlier this year, all the talk was about the so-called nude cruises, with many passengers going to the press to discuss what happens when everyone walks around butt naked. There's not meant to be anything sexual or NSFW about these cruises, but what happens if a passenger does get a little too excited? You'd think having to embark on one of these cruises would be the only way to experience what they're all about, but many people who have worked on them have detailed what really goes on. One cruise ship passenger who disembarked from a 2,000-pound nude cruise back in last year? Took to Reddit to lift it on their unique experience. Meanwhile, Kat Whitmire, the cruise organizer for the nudist cruise company Bare Necessities, has also lifted the lid on what really goes
horrible
on.
Horrible writing. My dad was a journalist. This is terrible.
Speaking to Business Insider, Whitmire explained it's actually a rule on board that males can't be overly excited. The advice she offers to men if they start to feel themselves entering a certain situation, Whitmire said, we say that if they start to feel things about around moving down there, jeez, jump in cold water or think about baseball.
Then you'd be man overboard.
Well, no, you jump in the cold pool.
I thought you had to jump overboard.
The organizer's advice helps explain what a male naked cruise passenger said about the issue of arousal when a Reddit user asked him whether or not.
What about if you walked around for 3 days on a cruise or a week with an erection the whole time? Would the blood would stop traveling to your feet?
Probably, yeah, you'd fall over. It wouldn't be traveling to your brain, you'd pass out, right? The man explained that boners, which are frowned upon, almost never happen on board, saying this cruise is non-sexual, so a man would want to hide it somehow. Non-nudists think about this a lot more than nudists do.
How would you hide it? Would you stand in front of a pillow?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point.
Yeah.
At
least if you got fucking, shorts on or something,
flip
you can
it up
under the waistband. Yeah,
exactly. The old fifth grade.
What are you reading Unilad for?
The old fifth grade move. I don't know. That's where the link took me. Turns out the anti-arousal rule is just one of a number of stipulations Bare Necessities has in place. Another being that passengers must ask permission before taking a photo with someone else in it. Another rule relates to the one place where clothes must be worn, the formal dining room. Well, yeah, of course. You don't want a bunch of assholes in the dining area. That's, like, unhygienic.
No, the dress code is of no nips, no bits, and no butts in the dining room.
Very good.
Oh, no, it's also because the staff's carrying trays of hot food and no naked person wants to be in the receiving end of that disaster.
Imagine the waiter comes by and spills the soup. Good Lord.
Right on your nutsack.
They really got you, Feeny, when they got you to read this article.
Yeah.
What was that about Brittany Snow?
Callum Jones is the...
Sir, there's a short and curly in my soup.
Brittany Jones?
There it is.
Where?
You scrolled... I think it zipped by while we were somewhere else.
I tickled myself with that and nothing.
Who's
for me
that?
Nothing.
Who was that? What'd you do?
I said I tickled myself with that one and nothing from either of you.
With what?
I was looking at the hot chicks in his head.
No, I said, excuse me, waiter, there's a fucking short and curly in my suit.
Like a pube. I get it.
There's a fly in my soup. It's a take on an old.
No, I get it now. I missed the first time.
Would you guys go on the new
cruise?
But
that's the thing. When you throw out a lot of zingers, people miss them sometimes.
No, they do. Yeah.
It can happen.
Sometimes you got to know when to play your material twice.
Yeah.
And sometimes you feel like a nut.
And sometimes you want to get a nut.
Sometimes you want to watch someone swap. Mouth-to-mouth nut.
Nutties nuts.
Are you excited, Rich? Did you see the hot concert news?
I saw Guns N' Roses is touring again.
And?
What about it?
They're releasing two new songs.
Yeah,
oh,
what
can't
about
wait
your
for
favorite,
those. I'm sure
what
those
about your
great.
Favorite band, Sonny and Chris Candido, De Real Estate?
Yes. I'm honestly not excited about, there's a lot of, I love Iron Maiden. I'm not excited at all to hear anything new by them. I just want the old shit.
Yeah, you know it's what I mean? Weird.
What,
like,
about,
certain...
what about the football band, Iron Maiden?
and let me be clear, I'm not against bands at all, like staying fresh and
Band of Brothers, Band of the Hand,
being art and creating.
You ever see Band of the Hand?
at some point, you have to be like, you know what? Like, we're done creating and we're just going to do the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did you see the movie Band in a Hand?
No.
No.
I don't know what that is. What is that?
It's a ridiculous movie made in a... It's one of those video movies on VCRs that that people would get. That was never really shown like on TV, and you had to get it the VCR store.
Yeah, straight to video.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah, one of those straight to video.
It
movies.
Came with the VCR.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
they came together.
It's kind of like Duck Hunt back in the day.
Yeah, you couldn't buy Duck Hunt.
You couldn't buy it.
You couldn't
What's
buy
Duck
it.
Hunt. What's huh. Duck Hunt?
It came with the Nintendo system back then. Super yeah. Mario Brothers.
Mario was like and the Duck, Hunt. Duck Hunt.
They were on the same cartridge.
Wasn't there? There was another one, wasn't there? It came with.
No.
I know Duck Hunt. It came with
Duck
No, Super Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt. They were on the same cartridge.
Soup Duck Soup. I'm gonna keep saying Duck Soup till somebody puts it over to Marx Brothers. Duck
I'm not
soup.
Gonna speak until we move on.
Have you ever seen Duck Soup? Ever seen a Marx Brothers movie?
I don't believe so.
They're hilarious.
I know I'm missing out. Yeah, yeah.
Not all. Some of the older ones aren't as good, but they're still entertaining. They're always entertaining. They're always like worth, you know, the hour and a half.
The Richard Marx.
No,
Brothers?
Some are spectacular.
I'm gonna keep saying it till the Richard Marx Brothers.
Yes.
I always enjoyed. They would do this on like Scooby Doo sometimes, but it's from the Marx Brothers where like the butler or whatever. Oh, sir, walk this way, and the guy would lean over like.
You know what I mean? Walk that way. I wouldn't need the talcum powder.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Groucho would follow and like walk hunch yeah. over. Yeah.
Walk this way,
Groucho
sir.
Groucho would just follow people with his ridiculous walk and step in their steps behind.
That's
him.
True. Yeah.
Groucho's hilarious. But Chico got all the chicks.
Chico
is a babe magnet.
Yeah, well, he's got a sweet name.
Chico.
You know, I saw, this made me think of it. We were talking about new music, Rich. Because uh-huh. I don't know. There's like a big, you know, if you go to a Iron Maiden show, you want to hear certain songs. You go to Metallica, right. You want to hear. But there is a group of fans that want the new music from those bands, whether it's
no,
Guns
there
or Metallica.
There is not.
For sure.
No,
well, I'm going to show, no, I'm gonna at show the, you.
At this point,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Here's an
Nobody
example.
Nobody wants to hear new music.
Everybody runs out of good idea. Like, all right, I was watching part of the Ozzy thing last night that we talked about, like his last performance.
Hey, scroll back down a sec.
Did I?
No, you, a little more.
Is there a notable Ozzy record after?
Look, new music is for wieners,
wankers.
According to Liam Gallagher. What,
yeah, he was on the Twitter machine thanking the fans that you know went to the reunion tour, and a fan, what do you call it? A fan said. Beg your brother for a new album, please. I really need it. I feel so lost right now. And Liam goes, new music is for wankers.
Yeah, for the love of God. Feeny, you were kind of an Ozzy fan, right?
Say what?
You were a bit of an Ozzy fan, right?
It's all right.
Okay.
Ozzy and Harriet?
Did he release a record after No More Tears that was worthwhile?
I'm sure that Ozzy fans would say so. Yeah, I don't know. I think he put one out.
Some would say he didn't have a good record after Black Sabbath.
Well, Diary of a Madman, Bark at the Moon's good. Blizzard
Diarrhea
of
Madman.
Diarrhea of the Madman.
Diarrhea of the Madman. Like, all right, I don't
why
know.
Why did the Madman have diarrhea? Because he was mad. Is that why he was mad?
Probably.
Like, what? He's got like the three or four songs that were released that I don't know over the last 20 years. All like,
Ooh,
Mama, I'm Coming Home, Road to Nowhere, and there's another one. They're all. It's like the same song. Basically, if you listen to it, like it's the same fucking thing.
Yeah, Sunny Day Real Estate does the same thing.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Since
they
what don't. Was the last record you said? No More Tears.
Yeah, what was
No More Tears was 91.
Yeah. Then he's got Osmosis in 95. He released six albums after that.
I know that, yeah. But I'm saying, like, can you name anything?
And a Black Rich, Sabbath
said,
album.
You said right. In the last four albums in the last 20 years. I think you meant the last 35 years.
No More Tears was on. No More Tears. Mama, I'm Coming Home was on No More Tears. That's 1991.
Yeah.
All right, so.
It's not the same song?
They sound similar.
Osmosis in 95.
What about, Ozzy Road to Nowhere? When did that come out?
Well, I'm saying Osmosis had See You on the Other Side. That's pretty popular.
It is?
Yeah.
I don't remember
I don't
that.
Know what I'm looking
See, dude, Road to Nowhere was on.
What about that song Paranoid he wrote?
Hey, hang on.
Did it Run with my... That was on Black Sabbath, wasn't it?
No,
Road to Nowhere
was
1991.
Paranoid was when they hit all this. They nailed it. Paranoid is one of the greatest albums of all time.
Yeah, Iron Man, War Pigs, and Paranoid.
Apparently, Road to Nowhere was released at Live at Budokan. I guess it wasn't on an actual record.
By Cheap Trick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheap Trick is, you know, that's why you go to Budokan. You had to go to Cheap Trick's on. They're famous for it.
Buda! Dude.
Khan. Yeah, Buda. Is Budokan related to Kublai Khan and Genghis Khan?
Second cousins.
On his mother's side?
Double cousins, actually.
Well, apparently, Road to Nowhere is on No More Tears, supposedly.
What is?
Road to Nowhere, I guess.
Road to Nowhere.
You just hate anything that's been on the radio, admit it.
No, I don't. No, that's not true.
Yeah, it's true. But that's okay. I respect that.
I'm saying I like those songs.
Listen, Pearl Jam fans want new records. Prince fans would have wanted new records. Yeah.
See, like Pearl Jam, I lost all
Prince
interest
dead,
in them after
friend.
Like
he
Vitalogy. Same, but they would have
Vitalogy,
wanted.
Vitalogy.
Yeah, but he's dead. He can't make new records.
But I'm saying they would have wanted new records.
Oh, but he can't because he's dead.
Yeah, he died in an elevator.
Who died in an elevator?
I heard he died in an escalator.
It was his own elevator, too.
No, it was an escalator.
Yeah.
Do we ever discuss that I want to get an escalator for my house?
Yes. Yeah, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I still haven't got one. Just to keep you updated.
You could probably get a deal on one from like some old department store they're tearing down.
Yeah, now
just to keep you updated on the situation. We haven't. I did see a show about elevators, how they were invented. That was pretty interesting.
Who invented them? John Elevator?
I mean, escalators, not elevators.
John J. Lift.
Escalators,
how they were invented,
The Honorable William Escalator?
Yes.
No, there was Little Billy Escalator.
It was John Escalito, wasn't it?
No,
it was Benny Blanco from the Bronx.
He was saying, Esca, see you later.
What is that?
It's Carlito's Way.
That, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is Carlito's Way?
The wrong way.
What's a Henway? About 2 pounds.
Hemingway? What?
A Henway.
Do you guys ever read any Hemingway?
Yeah, The Sun Always Rises.
Isn't that miserable?
Except the irony was the guy couldn't get it up.
Is it a miserable read? Isn't he like a miserable writer?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
But the irony is the guy couldn't get it up.
In the book?
But it's called The Sun Also Rises.
You mean the character or Hemingway himself?
The character. Oh. I don't know about Hemingway himself. I never had sex with him.
Anybody that writes about impotence is impotent. I'm telling you. It's a fact.
Yeah. Have you written about impotence? Feeny's already
I don't know. There might be a chapter.
So we've talked today about gay sex and
impotence. We all have off nights, don't we? We do, right? Right?
Sure.
Hey, you know, every artist is going to have some rat feces.
No, I mean, that's a fun conversation to have when a friend is like, hey, I was with her, but then, you know, I had a little problem. You had a problem. You ever have a problem getting it up? And you're always like, yeah.
Yes.
Of course I have.
You know.
We all have.
Here and there, you know.
Yeah.
One time I was with this girl, and then I really liked her, and I was so emotional, and then and I couldn't get up, and she was like, that's so cute. And,
that's pretty funny, yeah.
And I go, well, we can do it. I'm fine now. She says, no, let's just leave it like this. I'm like, no.
No, yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, man. It's embarrassing what happens when you're younger and then you get older, you realize,
she took it
like it happens. What are you going to do?
I like that she, kind of took it like a compliment and then took it with a sense of humor, too. Like, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was a cool chick. She used to call me, her parents owned the Midway, one of the Midways of the circus,
mm-hmm.
or the fair.
Mm-hmm. You were sleeping with a carny?
Yeah, I guess I was.
Circus
folk? I was. So she would call me, and this was back when they had payphones, and she'd have like $12 in quarters.
Right. These kids don't understand.
They didn't have cell phones then.
Yeah, these kids don't understand that shit.
You had to put money in just before credit cards were so prevalent.
Or you just had to take a paper clip and fucking do the gimmick.
You could steal phone calls?
Yes.
You could steal.
I didn't know.
Oh, that's illegal, Rich. I'm going to report you.
Okay.
Matt, like even
you're scared. Don't act like you're not scared.
I just like a random thought. Like even back in the day, if it was like you were going somewhere and someone was like, "Yeah, no, the party's at the fucking Red Roof over here, room 331B or whatever."
Right.
Nowadays, like, how would you find the where the party was? Fucking GPS on your phone, right? Well, what'd you do back in '96?
Yeah.
How'd you know? You'd have to look it up.
You know what else? Back before they had answering machines, when I was alive then.
Oh man.
You had to let the phone ring 10 times. Because it takes a while to get to the phone.
Yeah.
People take 5 rings to get to a cell phone, and it's in their pocket.
Yep. What about
so
this?
If you want to go 10 rings. I don't know how we got a hold of people, how we got stuff done when you weren't driving and talking
right.
on the phone.
Well, back in the old days, for the party, you just had to you'd find somebody that knew where it was, and you'd follow them, right? And
that
then they'd get lost, and there'd be like eight. What's that fucking movie?
Daisy Confused?
No, the one with John Favreau and he moved
Swingers.
To LA. Swingers. And like, you know, they go to the party, there's like the
Johnny
eight cars
Swingers?
Fucking
yeah.
driving through the hills and stuff. Like,
Johnny Swingers. Yeah.
Okay, so what we have to do for the last segment of this show, I'm breaking this down into segments. This is segment two.
We don't
Everything we've done already has been segment one.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
No shit.
This is segment two. And segment two is we're going to read our ratings because it's Wednesday. And
segment
by
Freud?
By Thursday, our rankings are always lower than they should be because
another day has passed.
Not as close as to Monday when we're releasing the material.
Monday.
That song was originally called Sunday Sunday.
But people
thought it'd be about ice cream, and so they changed it.
They put it out a day late?
Yeah, dollar short. And they put it out a day late. That's why they didn't. As I said, they changed the name to Monday Monday.
Yeah, so we're 45th.
Where?
The U.S. of A.
That's pretty good for us.
It's not bad.
Don't sound so excited.
We are also 61st in the U.K.
Hmm.
We are
in the yuck?
Wait,
we're 61st in the yuck?
In the yuck. We are 70th
I'm going to see if that catches on, the yuck.
The yuck.
Yuck. Oh.
We're 70th in Canada.
Can
we get that broken down by province, please?
I'm not going to do that.
No, or amateur Vince.
Well,
province or amateur Vince, doesn't matter.
I don't think we can. We are, 59th.
What do you mean you can't?
I can't do it. It only lists the thing.
You can break down America by fucking states and cities.
I can't do that anymore.
Jesus, Joe.
Because I don't want to. Let's see. Australia, we're 59th. Germany, we're 65th. France. We're 118th, but who gives a shit?
Where? Where?
We should have done this on Tuesday, because now even by Wednesday night there, we're bombing in the
rain. But hold on. You're going to get some good news here, because
I have to preface that by saying that since we never talk about wrestling other than the Rainmaker, that's pretty good.
Norway, we're number 8.
Norway. Yep.
And Sweden.
Norway, man. That's awesome.
Sweden, we're 10th.
Hey, Sweden.
Finland, we're 16.
We're really good in the Nordic countries. We're Vikings love us.
South Korea, we're 18th.
South Koreans love us.
Colombia, we're 25th.
How are we in North Korea?
It does not seem to be listed.
Son of a bitch, that dictator keeps us out of his country.
Yeah, we'll get there someday. Ireland, 31st. Netherlands,
31st. Iceland, 31st?
Ireland, I-R-land.
What's the difference between that and Iceland, besides the one letter?
Iceland's made up.
Oh, okay.
Netherlands, 33rd.
Who?
Netherlands, 33rd.
What about the Dutch?
What is that?
Holland.
Holland, not listed.
Holland is the Netherlands. Ha, I tricked you.
Don't be a jerk.
I tricked you. Yeah.
I'm being a jerk right now. Hong Kong, 39th. Emirates.
Hong Kong, Fui, number one super guy.
Emirates.
What a great theme song that was.
Emirates, 40th. Israel, 60th.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How come they were in numerical order?
What do you mean? Like highest to lowest?
Well, we went lowest to highest.
I don't know how they list them.
Well, we went highest to lowest. Lowest lane.
Lowest lane?
Lowest lane.
Hey, we're up 15% in the last 30 days for listeners.
Hmm. You can't do that.
It's the movie.
Oh yeah!
Can't prove that.
I think so. We're almost at 1 million downloads since we switched to Spreaker.
Wow!
Yeah. What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't even remember when we switched, but all I know is we're almost at 1 million views, downloads rather.
How many drop loads have we dropped? How many loads have we dropped? The Conjuring.
Tonight's recording or overall?
No, I just mean how many loads. Like loads of wash.
I'm doing one right now. Let's see. The last 12 months, let's look at location so I can satisfy Rich's curiosity.
Mm-hmm. The provinces of Quebec rules?
Canada, we're the most over in Ontario.
Oh, okay. That's kind of what I figured.
And then British Columbia.
No, it is. And you would have said it if you figured it.
No, because Ontario is the most populous, and then British Columbia.
You're trying to get over with Canada.
British Columbia is second, indeed.
Is Quebec third?
Quebec is third.
See?
I heard in British Columbia they call their home country Britain the Uck.
Alberta fourth, Manitoba fifth.
Yeah, see all that. What about Saskatchewan or the Northern Territories? Nothing?
Nobody listens to us in Saskatchewan at all.
Hmm.
You know
Jericho,
how many
Jericho's he's from Manitoba, isn't he?
You know how many listeners we have? I can tell you exactly.
Winnipeg, lose a peg.
That's it.
I can tell you exactly how many listeners we have in Saskatchewan. Would you like to know?
Zero.
81.
81 Saskatchewan. Does it say where?
We go to their house and
let's
visit.
See.
I'm gonna go with Saskatoon and Moose Jaw.
Saskatoon, Regina, Swift Current, and Moose Jaw. Oh.
Okay, there you go.
They have a city called Moose Knuckle.
Moose Jaw.
Yes, they do.
There's the famous line in Slapshot. And here's Chiefs defenseman Johnny blah, blah, blah. And if I'm reading this correctly, he hails from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. And that's when he opens up the robe and wiggles his dick at everything.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it, Joe. I'm going to go out there. Everybody, with the exception of my wife, is going to be running for the exits. You know why? Because I want you to have a heart attack and die.
And just so you know, Raven, in Georgia, aside from Atlanta, our top cities there are Gainesville, Ringgold, Dalton, Decatur, and Marietta.
Where's our most? How many people?
This is supposedly the last 12 months. We have 2,327 listeners in Atlanta.
Over 12 months?
Well, no, that's the average. That's like per month.
What about, so in Saskatchewan, we have 81 listeners in a year?
Well, per month. Yes, yeah.
81 monthly listeners per year?
Yeah, but it's, yeah, exactly. Doesn't sound right.
What about, let's throw a dart at the board and see. What about the island nation of Tonga?
Tonga? How am I going to look that up?
What a pair of tongs.
What is it? I mean, what is it? Let me see. I have U.S., U.K., Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Bangladesh, Germany, Switzerland, Ireland, Netherlands, Brazil, France, Bulgaria, Poland.
Wait, what are we in Bangladesh?
Bangladesh. I don't have rankings, but I have cities. I have regions. So in Bangladesh, the Dhaka division is our most popular area there.
I thought so.
Followed by Rajshahi and then Sylhet.
Sylhet's not carrying its load, sharing the load.
And then Kulina, and then finally Chittagong.
Wait, is that like Bangagong?
I'm not sure, but that has one confirmed listener.
Yes, one confirmed listener. Okay, what about Bulgaria? How many Bulgarians do we have?
Well, in the Sofia capital is where we have the most, and then Burgess, Montana, and Sofia. And then
Montana's in Bulgaria. I thought it was in next to Idaho.
In Bulgaria, we have the most listeners listed as an other. So they're scattered all around Bulgaria in places so remote that they're not named.
What about Turkey?
Well, that's tomorrow.
It's Thanksgiving.
Turkey's not listed.
What about Jive Turkey?
No Jive Turkey.
Okay, what about Greenland?
Not listed.
What about Purple Land?
Definitely not listed.
What about Oregon?
Oregon. I'll tell you about Oregon. Oregon's like all the way.
Chael Sonnen's house.
It's like the 30th most popular.
See if Chael Sonnen listens to us.
So other than Portland, the top cities are Klamath Falls. Bend. Dallas. Salem. Central Point. Gresham, Ashland, and Hillsboro are our top.
No West Lynn, Oregon?
Nope. Unless it's a part of other. There is some.
Unless it's part of Portland.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Westland, that means Chael Sonnen's not listening to us. Damn him.
I don't believe that.
What about Gilroy, California? That's where DC Daniel Cormier lives. We'll see if he's listening to us.
What is it, Gilmore?
Yeah, Gilroy.
I don't see a Gilroy. No Gilroy.
Gilroy.
21 listeners over on Chula Vista, which means one of them is Conan. Without a doubt.
What about Vegas? How many people do we have in Vegas? And they'll we'll call tonight.
I bet it's a lot.
That disco is probably one of them.
Without a doubt.
Why can't I get my light? Every time I move a position, the light changes. And I look like I move. Like, see how it looks. See how it went like that? Now I came back. Look.
Yeah, Vegas is our top Nevada city, obviously.
Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
Vinny Vegas?
And then we got Reno, and then North Las Vegas. Sparks, Henderson.
Oh, somebody had a funny tweet today. Did you see it about you guys are documented, my pod, the documentary's podcast adjacent, or the podcast is documentary adjacent?
No, yeah, I didn't see it.
It has the two eeny meanies or something?
That's no.
Except it includes the two eeny meanies or something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
The people want us on the Blu-ray extras.
Yeah, I do too. I'm gonna cut the whole promotion down, stop it, and start it again when you guys are involved.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I'll get right on that.
That's nice of you.
Ah, thank you. Thank you very little.
As long as I get a co-writer credit when you write your autobiography or biography, whichever one it is, I forget.
I'm not going to write my biography in a car, so don't think it's going to be an autobiography.
I told Disco and Conan, just give me 5 days, I'll give them a book. 5 days of interviews, I'll turn it into a book.
5 days. Give me 5 days, I'm going to...
You're more complicated, Raven. You're going to take 65 days.
Wow.
Yeah,
Disco's not very complicated
no,
at all.
No, that might be like 18 hours.
Might be like six minutes. 6 minutes, Dougie Fresh, you're on.
Well, he doesn't care about anything. Whenever someone emails in, is like, what'd you think about this in WCW? Disco's like, I don't know. I don't care. It was 25 years ago. I'm like, yeah, I know you don't care. But the listener in the email, they care. They'd like to hear you.
That's why they're asking.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that why they're asking? I thought they were asking for a whole other reason.
Who gives a shit?
Ooh, now I'm in the dark. I'm in a, that's scatty. Ooh, scatty.
Let me clear my throat.
You ever see Second City Television? When he goes, Count Floyd's Monster Chiller Horror Theater. He goes, ooh, scary, kids. He goes, all right, it's not so scary. He shows a clip of a movie. He goes, all right, so it wasn't so scary. It's kind of depression. And depression can be kind of scary sometimes.
No, I never saw it, but I liked it.
Count Floyd's Monster Chiller Horror Theater.
Yes.
All right, so go to cameo.com, get a Raven video shout out. ProWrestlingTees.com for a Raven or a Feeny t-shirt.
Hey, did you up your Cameo price?
No.
You should up it because you're an Amazon Prime star.
Yeah. I already had it jacked up.
There you go. Perfect. All right.
I already had it like $75.
There you go. Can I have one?
Sure. Get $75.
Can I get a discount? A Black Friday discount?
Sure. Who do you want me to send it to?
Rich.
You want me to tell him to go fuck himself?
No, I want you to tell him to keep pressing on.
I don't think you care about this show, Feeny. You almost did a spit take.
I love this show.
I know you do.
Yeah.
So do I. That's why I keep doing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Fan mail is Fanny mail is fan mail, not Fanny mail. It's fan mail at theravenfact.com. We'll read some fan mail next week. Make a note, Feeny.
I will. And I'll solicit some questions and comments on the Facebook as well.
Yeah. Solicit questions. Yeah. Oh, we never went on Amazon and looked at my reviews of my movie. Oh, well, we'll do it next week.
Yeah. Will we, though?
No, we'll write it down.
Yeah.
We'll you can write it down as the question.
I lost my pen.
All right. Five-star reviews. Leave them in complimentary or uncomplimentary comments. We don't care. We don't care what you have to say as long as you give us 5 stars.
Exactly.
You're greedy. Call the addiction hotline if you need help. 800-662-4357, or go to addictionandrecovery.org and get some help if you need help. I've already gotten help, and then you can see how much you should have seen me before I got the help. Woo!
I haven't gotten it yet, but I intend to.
Recommendations.
I'm gonna.
What do you recommend?
What did I recommend last week? Annihilation.
Yes.
All right. I'm gonna recommend 2006's Smoking Aces. You ever see Smoking Aces?
You already recommended that.
Did I recommend that last week too?
Yeah.
All right. I'll recommend.
I like Smoking Aces with Jeremy Piven.
Yeah.
And then we talked about PCU.
Yeah, that's right. Well, then I'll.
I can't get PCU on streaming, right? No. You know that?
No.
You can't? Why not?
Because it's an error.
Yeah, they don't like it. They don't like
you
it.
You don't. Rich is going to look it up. He doesn't trust me.
Makes fun of all the PC stuff. They don't like it. Like Idiocracy. You can't get Idiocracy on streaming either.
Yes, you can.
Nah.
I just saw it on streaming the other day.
No.
I saw it listed.
No, it probably said unavailable.
No, it was like a free.
I don't know.
Why did you say that, Fee? Why did you lie like that?
I don't know.
Lie like a rug.
Because my wife wasn't here to call me out.
Call back.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. I've been watching like the same thing over and over again, so it's hard. Oh, Smoking Aces 2. Let's recommend that then.
Is that any good?
It's okay.
It's horrible.
It's all right.
It's no Caddyshack 2.
If you watch it, they...
It's horrible.
They literally lift an ending from a more famous movie, and it's irritating. You're like, wait a minute. They can't do that. That's this movie's ending. Yeah. But yeah, it's still pretty good. It's entertaining, action-packed.
That is the biggest shit recommendation we've had all season.
Smoking Aces 2?
No, you're giving of the recommendation.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Your lack of believability. I thought
No, I liked it.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Okay.
How about Revenge? It's like one of those chick.
Smoking Aces 3.
One of those chick revenge movies where she is wronged and left for dead, and she comes back and fucks everybody up. It's really good. And of course, me missing.
Series?
It's a movie.
There's a TV series called Revenge. Revenge. Really good.
Yeah, this movie's like from maybe 5 years ago, and me and missing the point of the movie completely. I'm gonna say the chick's really hot. Just missing the point, you know, because she's objectified and all that during the beginning of the movie.
Oh, we didn't get that because we didn't see it.
So now I missed the point just because I was checking out her butt and stuff, you know.
You missed the point of her butt?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to objectify her because she's a lady action star. She meant business.
Object.
She meant
Your
business.
Honor. Your Honor, I object. Feeney's objectifying.
Yeah, and I project. Whose turn?
All right,
go.
Rich?
Go.
I'm going to recommend peeing because I really got to pee.
Oh.
In a minute. No, real quick, on what is it? Max, there's a show called In the Eye of the Storm. And the latest episode is the people trying to flee the fires in Los Angeles. It's all like personal
the
video.
Court?
Huh?
The people's court flee the fire because of Judge Wapner?
Is it subtitled Gavin Newsom and Mayor Bass are jackass idiot morons?
Feeny, shut up.
Dude, what is she? Just forget it.
All right, I've had enough.
Forget
of this
it.
Show.
It's very interesting. And there's a guy who.
What's it called?
It's called In the Eye of the Storm.
The hydrants are empty.
The guy there's one guy who's sitting there, and you know he's got video of him like getting out or whatever. And he said, "This just really fucking struck me." He said, "To have to decide whether to help your neighbor or save yourself is not worth it."
Yeah.
I was like, holy fuck. Wow. That's fucking strong.
Not worth what I mean? Not worth what?
What do you mean?
I don't understand what you mean.
Like it's one of those things like because if you go to help and you die, you're fucked. And if you say, ah, fuck it, I'm gonna save myself and you go, you carry that guilt with you for the rest
of
your life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So how's it not worth it though? So what do you do if
Well, he's saying, you know, that I'm sure the fucking the mental anguish.
What he should have said was both ways suck. Is what
yeah, either
said.
Decision you make. Yeah.
I think that's what he meant.
But. Yeah.
I think he said what it's worth is he came up with a dumb line.
Yeah. Well, Buffalo Springfield.
I am going to recommend everybody come to Deadlock Pro on the 12th in Cary, North Carolina, the final Deadlock Pro show. I'll be there. Me and Caprice Coleman do the commentary, so come and say hi. And then
where is it?
It's right outside
Coleman
of Raleigh.
Very capricious.
Man, how come they didn't run a show in with this WrestleCade? That would have made sense, right?
I don't know. And then
Caprice Coleman capricious?
No, Caprice is a good dude. I like Caprice.
I don't know, but it just is Caprice, so he's capricious.
I don't know. Maybe he is capricious. I'm not sure. December 27th, Seattle. Let me plug my show. December 27th, Seattle, and then December 28th, Defy will be in Los Angeles.
No one's
going to
remember, Rich. No one's going to remember.
I'll make sure they remember,
You know what? Nobody's going to remember if I don't mention it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they will. Some people go, Rich didn't mention this.
You guys are getting real sassy at the end here. A lot of sass.
Well, it's kind of like Raven promoting shit that he's at 2 weeks after he was there.
Yeah.
I haven't been to WrestleCade yet. I'll go there this Friday, which is too late to see.
You've gotten better since the, you know, like, hey, in a couple of weeks.
I am going to be in Milwaukee for Blizzard.
Oh, so it's okay. So it's okay for you now.
Doing it for you because you want me to promote stuff.
It's the Raven effect. It's not the Rich effect.
I'll be a Blizzard Blast in January, December 6th or something. First Saturday, it's December.
I'll be at Tom and Jerry's on Friday.
Let's see my movie. Just watch our movie on Amazon.
You see Russo did Ariel Helwani today?
No, what did he do that for?
He works for JCW now. He's probably promoting
that. What do you think the bro count is in that interview?
About 1,000. He can't help it.
How did he get on Ariel Helwani's show?
I don't know.
Because he's Vinny Ruru, that's why.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know, must have a connection.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to recommend Scissors 7. It's hilarious. The new season just came out, the fifth season. Episodes are like 12 to 17 minutes.
Wow.
And it's anime, it's on Netflix, it's cartoon.
Uh-huh.
It's so funny, though. Ronnie Cheng plays the... He's a hitman who works at a barbershop, and it's really preposterous. It's so absurd and ridiculous. And he becomes a hitman to make money, and he gets to try to get on the hitman list. And he's like number 16,387 on the top hitman list.
Nice.
But there's secret backstories, though, and stuff. It's really entertaining. I'm so glad a new season came out. I didn't know they were making a new season.
Have you watched The Boys?
Yes, but I want to end this show. I'm really tired now. Yeah. I got exhausted.
All right.
I didn't get exhausted, but my in-laws are in town, and they're asleep now.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep them awake.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense, does it?
Yeah,
They're asleep, and I don't want to keep them awake.
Well, because you're going to wake them up with all your witty banter.
Yeah, sass mouth. Ollie, with your sass mouths.
Yeah, is that like trench mouth?
Trench foot.
Trench penis. All right, peace, love, and Feeny is a trench penis, and he's 5'6". Don't forget.
It's ridiculous.
Quote the Raven, nevermore, the end, go to bed. Who'd you ever be?
Trench penis, is it just gonorrhea?
Gonna go to bed right now.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.